for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango.
Tonight on the show, which one of you bitches took my dress? It's 1994. Oh my goodness. 1994 is The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. This was a first time watch for me. This was a first time watch for Hill as well, because we're in Never Seen It November. And this was also a Buy Me a Coffee watch for Mr. Robert Ortiz. Shout out to Robert.
Robert!
And Hillary is, of course, joining me from her lovely, cozy corner of South Carolina.
How my ghouls gazing theys today.
Yeah! Oh my goodness. Okay, obviously this is a first time watch for me, first time watch for you. Did you have any background with this?
It was always in my, like, I have heard of this since it came out, and I knew I should watch this, but then it was always just like, oh, what do I want to watch tonight? Maybe like Priscilla, Queen of the... And I would go, I'm going to watch Crybaby. Or like, oh, maybe I'll watch like Priscilla, Queen... I'm going to watch Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Like, if I was in the mood for like any sort of like musical-esque number, you know, there was Hedwig I would watch, Velvet Goldmine. Like, there were just other things that drew me, and this just stayed on the Hillary watch this for what, 20 years now? So super grateful for like Buy Me a Coffee, like, aside from the fact that it like helps us keep this whole thing going. Like, it introduces me to new movies that have or have not been on my radar. But I just don't sit down. I just go, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to watch that. I know that this movie is for me, but, you know, instead, I'm going to watch, you know, Divine. Like, just.
Right. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, it's one of those movies that shows up on all the queer cinema documentaries. It shows up continuously. And it kind of gets paired with the Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. And which is kind of like sort of like the Americanized version of this, because this is clearly Australian.
Yeah, very. Yes.
Very Australian. And my background with Australia is that it's a bucket list item for me to go to Australia. My podcasting mentor, Ellie, who I adore, she lives in Adelaide, which is like 800 miles from Sydney. So I was like, because I was like sitting there going, oh, clearly they're right next to each other. Yeah, like,
obviously,
right, Aaron? Yeah, because Australia is just that small, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not, by the way. And so, but yes, she said this is a fabulous movie, and she was one of the people to take me under her technical wing and show me how to edit and show me how each of these shouldn't be that complicated, really, to learn how to edit, but I made it that much more complicated. And Ellie stepped in from Australia and got on Zoom with me and walked me through everything. And she is just a doll, and I absolutely love her. And part of why I do so many deep dives and the factoids and all the things I come up with for each episode was strictly from Ellie, because when Ellie did Get Soft, the first like 30 minutes or 15 to 20 minutes were this beautiful deep dive background on the actors and everything. So yeah, I have such love for her and such had to give her a shout out here. Also, unfortunately, we have to admit when we are wrong. in the last episode,
I was just like, oh, what'd I do?
Oh yeah, I know. In the last episode, Hillary, in the Amityville 2 episode, stated that the Amityville house had been torn down, and thanks to several people who took the time to DM me, thank you for that, by the way, the Amityville house is alive and well.
Really? Now I'm so bummed that I never went. Although, like, also, like, I don't want to be that guy that, like,
right.
goes.
You don't want to be, no, you don't want to be in BTK's neighborhood, right? You don't want to be the person who's just like, oh, I'm just here to take pictures. Anyway, yes, the Amityville house is very much alive and well. I was sent pictures of it, so we can confirm it is still standing. And we are of the, because we, maybe because we're in recovery, maybe because we're just too old to care, we are of the accountability. And
No,
we
if I'm
are,
wrong, definitely let
if
me
I'm,
know.
absolutely, if we're wrong, we will admit it. So guess what? We were wrong. You can indeed, I'm sure, make a pilgrimage to the Amityville house and see it as you were. But yes, it is
But
still
then you're that
standing.
guy. You know what?
Yeah,
Let's go
then you
back to
are that
saying it's
guy.
torn down.
Absolutely. Then, you
So while
know.
it is not torn down, we're going to say it's torn down so you don't go to the
That's
neighborhood
right.
and piss people off.
Absolutely. Please don't be that person. So, yes, this is a thing. So, all right. Did any of the actors portraying our drag queen, you know, den mothers, did any of them look familiar to you?
Mitzi looks like she should be in Train Spotting, but
Oh, that's true.
that was my only thought process that happened throughout the whole film. I just went, you just look like a junkie in Train Spotting.
Okay, so
I'm sure I am not correct because this
right.
is a fun thing that we do.
So Mitzi, AKA Tick, Mitzi was played by Hugo Weaving, and Hugo Weaving is known primarily to most people as being Mr. Is it Mr. Smith? In the Matrix series, which if you choose to live your life that way, great. I am not a Matrix fan, so I could just tell you that
He's Mr. Anderson.
the tall, skinny guy, is Agent Smith? Is that it? Agent Smith? Yeah, Agent Smith. Anyway, Hugo Weaving, i.e. Mitzi, is that our super sassy, bitchy, fabulous, young drag queen, Felicia. Felicia is played by Guy Pearce, who was in LA Confidential, Memento, lots of obviously lots of other things he has played in. So he went on to a pretty prolific acting career after this. And then last but not least, our beautiful Bernadette was played by Terrence Stamp. And for any for any genre fans, Terrence Stamp is most famous for, though he has done a ton of things, but he's most famous for saying "Kneel before Zod" in Superman. He is Zod from Superman. So there you go
Yeah,
on the
now that's
Terrence
a thing
Stamp.
that we know.
But Terrence Stamp is also, like I said, he's been in a ton of stuff. I implore anybody to check it out, you know, check out any of these guys, you know, cinematic oeuvre, if you will, and do a deep dive on this. This movie was shot in parts of Sydney and Alice Springs. I found out that Alice Springs is 29 hours and 4 minutes away from Sydney. So when you think about them boarding the Barbie bus, you know, to do this pilgrimage, you know, to basically go to this hotel where they're performing, this is a 29-hour trip. So yeah, a lot of crazy news. So
And in
yeah.
my brain, I just go like 3 days. Y'all had like yeah, like y'all, you know, because like I've, you know, I lived out of an RV as a drug addict, and RV life with a drug addict life. It sounds like we're going to be free and rebels
Yeah,
and
it's gonna be
that.
hashtag van life, guys. Yeah, no.
No, it is when you are addicted to drugs, van life is not really all that exciting. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But like, so I'm just, you know, because we were always like, you know, moving and, you know, running things and just like running around and being insane people. So yeah, for like a 29-hour drive while being up on methamphetamines is really 35 hours. Like, because we're not sleeping, we just got to get gas and, you know, then go back to, you know, hot railing fucking methamphetamines and like we gotta keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. But you know, like also just trying to like think about just like all right, because I do, I love a good road trip with friends. I feel like that is like a make or break friendship line of just like, can we go on a road trip together and like still get along? 'Cause we're going to spend a whole lot of time together. We need to agree on like the podcast or the music. You know, we're stopping for snacks, and you know that when you stop and you get gas is when you pee and get your snacks. 'Cause don't tell me you have to pee by the next exit. Like, there are just
There
rules
are
to the game.
rules. Yes, there
Yeah.
are rules.
And, you know, like, and just can you then go like stay in like a can you guys sleep together? And like all of those like things of a fun road trip can really like make or break relationships. And the van life experience was the best part of the movie for me.
Yeah. Now, so the costumes in this film actually
Amazing.
won an award. They won an Oscar. I mean, duh, right? because they are so intricate and they are so beautiful. And that I think is one of the reasons I really adore and respect the art of drag performance, is because the thought that goes into this stuff, and I'm a creative person. I will stand by my creativity. I am not an artistic or arts and crafts kind of person, so
Me
I
either.
highly admire people who can have a vision and then they think, okay, I can make this dress out of pipe cleaners or whatever, and they make that shit happen. And the dresses in this movie are absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. It's so The film is so vibrant. I'm a low-key disco lover. Like, we don't talk about it, but it is a thing. And so the
We just love
music,
you where you're at, you know?
absolutely. That's what Slink was like. You can do that with me. It's cool, you know. Like,
You can share that side. You're in a safe place.
thank you for that permission. So the music was very, was also very vibrant, and it's kind of it's juxtaposed by the amount of unfortunate homophobia and transphobia that these characters, have to deal with in, what essentially is like 1990s Australia. So, the movie opens with a fantastic drag performance by Hugo Weaving, Mitzi, doing a really fucking terrible 70s song called I've Never Been to Me.
As I was watching it, I was just like, is this a real song? And I actually Googled that and I was just like, oh yeah, no, this is a thing. Okay. All right. Yep. And
I'm not even gonna read them, but they are something to the they're something akin to, I fucked kings. I've been to paradise and I've been all over the world, but I've never been to me. Like very, very 70s, get in touch with your inner child kind of shit,
But also like a fantastic like drag performance song. Like the whatever word goes there, because I guess my coffee is decaf, so whatever word goes there, but it is like a definite, message of like being who you are.
Absolutely. Oh no, message is good. Message is totally good.
Terrible song,
Wait,
but
oh.
you're
But
it they're swinging, they're coming out swinging and letting you know what we're going to be talking about in this movie.
yeah, absolutely. And so Tick, aka Mitzi, gets off stage and gets a phone call from his ex-wife, who actually is his current wife because they never got divorced. And she basically says, hey, come to this hotel slash casino type place that I run and be the entertainment, and he's like, okay. And you can kind of tell with Tick that he's kind of run its course as far as drag performing is going. Like, he's starting to sort of become Bernadette, if you will. He's starting to wind down. There's these different stages of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, Felicia is just, I mean, sh all, just from jump, she's the fabulous, loud, doesn't give a fuck.
I'm loud, I'm proud, I'm queer, I'm
Yeah.
here. Yeah,
Very, very,
very,
yeah,
yeah.
absolutely. Whereas I feel like Hugo Weaving's character, I feel like Mitzi is more like, is this all there is? Right?
Right.
And then I feel like Bernadette, who just lost her lover, is very much of the, yeah, dude, I'm done. Like
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done with this life, right? Yeah.
I'm sad, I'm lonely, I'm burnt out. Like being who I am has cost me a joyous life.
Yes, and so Bernadette is a trans. Okay, I'm trying to figure this. I'm trying to. I want the nomenclature to be just right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is a trans male to female.
Yes.
They have had the bottom surgery. They have made the transition. So for the sake of this and the respect for Bernadette, she.
Yes.
Yes, she. So, Tick calls Bernadette and says, you know, to try to just because I think they're friends and they just check on each other. And Bernadette's like, no, you know, my lover Trumpet died. I
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Come, can we just, can, like, okay, it's a sad moment, but like, you married a man named Trumpet.
Trumpet. It's just like, oh, you know, and Trumpet, you know, Trumpet had a trans fetish. Essentially,
Yeah.
is what she says. She's like, oh no, he was a young boy who likes who you know, there was this this thing where it was like, well, you know, my girlfriend used to be a boyfriend, and you know, it gives me she was saying, you know, it gives me a good invite to parties,
Yeah, it gives
right?
me, yeah, she was, yeah, he was a fetishist, you know, of, you know, it wasn't so much about Bernadette, it was about like the story and the, you know, look at how exciting my life is. And it was
Yeah,
more,
look at how edgy I am, right?
right.
Like, 'cause yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Like, so yes. So then they all decide, okay, we're gonna board this bus,
Yep.
and Felicia has basically commandeered this bus, right? They paid for the bus, and they get in there, and it's so fantastic. Can we talk about this bus for a
Well,
second?
not at first, like this, because I love this.
Okay.
Initially, when Felicia pulls up with the bus, it is empty with like a school desk knocked over.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does look like it's like, when are they gonna demo
Yeah.
this? Yeah,
And
yeah,
it
yeah.
like, it like, and they walk on, and you know, Felicia's like, ta-da. And like, you can see Mitzi and Bernadette are just like, oh, bother, you know, like, let's fix it. And because they are so creative and able to make those dresses, what this bus turns into.
Oh my God. It's awesome. There's Barbie dolls hanging everywhere. It looks like a sexy lounge.
Yeah, sexy lounge with a vanity, with all of their like makeup products. It has like a costume wardrobe. It has beds for sleeping. It has a sitting area.
It has a bar.
It has a bar, it and just, I mean, curtains everywhere. Like, if you know, because I joke about like I'm gonna buy one of those like 70s serial killer vans, you know, and just like drive run away from my life and just like fix it up.
Yeah,
If I
you're
had the
entering your
art,
Bittaker and Norris era, if you will.
yeah, but just like not kidnapping anybody, like honestly, just leave me the fuck alone. I'm in the back of my van. If I had one tenth of the creativity or artistic ability, I probably wouldn't be talking about it. I would have just been about it, and we would be doing this podcast from wherever the fuck I was.
Love it.
Oh, God, it's so amazing.
So yes, they and it's funny because when they first get on the bus and everything's all decorated and pretty, you know, they pop open the 70s music, right? And it is funny because like when you are on a road trip, you're so that first part of the road trip is so exciting. You're just like
Yes.
singing and you're like one person sings and the other person, you know, switches off and then by like that certain like 2 hour mark where you're just like, oh, I guess we're in a bus, you know.
Yeah. I did love that. They were just like, how long have we been driving? 4.5 hours. And we've already done the montage of all of them driving at different times, singing different songs, getting down. And I was like, oh God, 4.5. Yeah, no, 4.5 hours. That is the first leg. We have not switched drivers yet. Like, They should have invited me. I would have had road trip rules for them.
Absolutely. And so they pull into what could only be described as an incredibly straight town. Like, really straight. If MAGA had existed back then, I assure you this would be a MAGA town.
This was MAGA Mississippi, but in
Yeah.
Australia.
But in Australia, absolutely.
So yeah, that's where they pull in.
And what I love about these characters, and I really love this, is that they're undaunted by anything, right? When they show up, they're like, we're going to the bar. Like, they even make a point to say, like, we're not sitting in the hotel. We're going to the bar, regardless of the fact that we are clearly unwanted as far as this particular environment is concerned. So they do indeed go to a bar and they get accosted by an unfortunate looking woman. Ooh, buddy. Named Shirley or
And
Sherl.
I do feel like Shirley was me when I was drinking, not like accosting gays or, but just
I was going
being
to say
loud.
not the homophobic,
Not that you just
transphobic.
walked in and you were different. That would have been fine.
Right.
Just somebody just walking in and
I want to
hitting my
fight you.
radar, and I want to
Yeah.
fight because I'm in a bar and I'm drinking and I'm obnoxious and I'm heavy set. I've got a bad haircut and I'm just mouthing all like, so yeah, Sheryl hit me in like a deep part of my like soul of like that bitch that I really don't like, that I really like, we don't fuck with Shirley. And
I say, though, that you are 10 times more attractive than this woman. I felt so
I
bad
feel
for
like not if
her.
I'm drinking.
Oh, okay. All right.
Drunk Hillary, she's not, she really got nothing good going on. So yeah, like I felt secondhand embarrassment from Shirley, where I was, because everything inside me was just like, yeah, bitch, it's like looking in a fucking mirror, huh? Minus like the racism and bigotry and everything, but yep, just somebody walked in and you just decided, yep, that's you. I'm on it with you.
Hillary,
Gross.
the dickhead drunk.
Yeah, God, that's why that one had to go for, like, I gave up the drugs like later, but like the drunk version of Hillary is
Ooh.
so gross.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's funny. Yes, they get accosted by this person, and what's so great is that Bernadette turns around and says, and I quote, "Why don't you light your tampon string on fire? Because it's the only bang your box is going to get." And
Yeah,
it's
no,
like,
Bernadette is, she's the
oh,
tits.
it's amazing. It's amazing. And then everyone's like, ah, you
Yeah,
know,
we
like
hate
every
that bitch. And then it was like, it really sealed it for me, because I was definitely, when I got dragged out of a bar once, people were just like, thank God. Yay. Yay. Get her out of here.
And good
She's
riddance
terrible.
to you.
Yeah.
But so that night, Bernadette actually has a drinking contest with Cheryl, and Cheryl makes a transphobic comment before she fucking passes out, just face down in a bunch of shot glasses, and it was great. So, and it's sad because these are these moments of triumph, right? But they are juxtaposed by these unfortunate moments of homophobia. So when they wake up the next morning, they see an incredibly horrific piece of graffiti on the bus. And I remember and Felicia walks into, you know, the local paint store, which is just there, just a, you know, just a Sherman Williams just sitting there. And she walks in and gets, you know, gets a paintbrush and gets some paint.
Like, it is very, there's almost no reaction from them due to how common it a theme it has been in their life. Like, they come out, they see it, you know, written all over the bus, and you know, there's just that moment where they stop and look, say nothing, and it's just instantly we get into the solution, and you know, we just deal with it and we keep it moving, 'cause this is our life. For
Absolutely.
us to be who we are, this is a part of our life, and we just keep it moving, and just like not feeding in. And that is, because that couldn't have been me. If I was now invited on the trip, the whole town is getting lit up. Like even the store clerk who's just selling them fucking paint, would have gotten an earful from me, you know, just because I haven't had to deal with it. So I don't have that skill set of just like, this is a part of it. We just keep it moving. For me, this would be an absolute personal attack on my friends. And you can like, it would, yeah, this is why I didn't get invited on the trip now that I think about it. It's fair. Good job, Bernadette. No, you knew not to bring this the heterosexual white girl that was really just going to cause more problems for you. So,
Well, I will say this, having been on recently, I was on the Screen Divers podcast, and it's with a man from Rome of all, you know, who currently lives in the
that
London
accent is
area.
probably fabulous.
It is fabulous. So, and so they were talking, and I said, you know, one of the things that Hillary has taught me, as well as I think people from Jersey in general, I was like, both her and Slank have instilled this very, you know, like, oh no, this is what we're doing. Like, absolutely. No. You took, like, when you texted me that Talon had fallen off the roof, the first thing I did was I turned to my mom and said, I gotta go. We gotta figure this out. Whatever this is, like, we have to figure this out. And I was, you know, Johnny on the spot with, like, okay, what do we need to do? Getting into the solution. And one of the things that you've really instilled that in me is just this very much like, no, we got, you know, so we got no time to bleed, you know, like we're getting into the solution. And that is amazing to me, like, as far as you being my friend and podcasting partner and et cetera, is that, yeah, you're very much a like, yes, I will cry about this later, but right now we have to figure out what we're going to do. And I love it.
No, I like after, you know, so Talon fell what, literally right after we recorded Amityville 2, about 30 minutes later, my husband fell off our roof about 20 feet. And, you know, I had to call 911. He was bleeding out of his head. Like, did he snap his neck? Did he break? So my husband is figured it out while falling. How to land this fall to do like the least amount of damage and not break his back. He had that. When I tell you the man is brilliant, I'm not just gassing him up because he's my husband. Trust me. It bums me out that he's smarter than me. It does. It bums me out, but he is. So yeah, he figured out how to fall. What he did is he broke his right foot. Only that is it. It is almost every bone in his right foot. We go to the ER. They're just like, yeah, you're gonna need surgery. You're gonna need an orthopedic, blah, 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 blah. But like, go home, schedule an appointment, all these things. Our health insurance hasn't started yet. So super great. This is gonna bankrupt us, and it is what it is. And we just keep it moving. Like, that's the solution because you need to be able to walk and keep your feet. Okay, I'm grateful that's all that happened. And then we went to the doctor yesterday, and my husband is also Wolverine. His foot is healing,
He's
and out of,
regenerated his foot,
yeah,
is what we're
out of
saying.
every spot that is broken and fractured everywhere throughout his entire foot, the one spot that, if he had broken that spot, his foot would be, you know, pins and needles and rods and everything else. He did not break that one spot.
Amazing.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not a religious person, but there is a higher power that is, because we
Yeah.
are not lucky, we are blessed. Like that,
Absolutely.
yeah. So, and he is currently right now helping our niece buy a car. So he's left. Like, he's out walking around living his best life.
Wonderful.
Yep. So,
So Guy Pearce gets on top of the van and sings opera. This is, oh my God, how fabulous this is. First of
I
all,
rewound this scene.
I've always wanted to ride on top of a bus. Like, I know it's patently dangerous, but it's funny because Slink pointed this out that we've seen so many Australian movies and that there's always somebody mounted to a car. That's a thing they do. They just hop on top of cars, you know? So.
Yeah, that silver gown.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, I rewound that scene where I was like, wait, I'm not taking this in enough. Like, this is visual imagery at its best. The opera singing, they're, plastered against this huge high heel shoe on top of the bus, and just singing opera in this gown that just looks like, melted silver, molten silk, like just latexy. And then, oh my God, like that. I don't have the words.
Like somebody took a pitcher and it was full of chrome and then they just like
Yes,
poured it out
poured it.
slowly. It was so
Yep,
beautiful. Oh.
so
Yep.
beautiful.
Absolutely fantastic. Then we learn that Felicia had a creepy uncle.
Yeah, this was just like a weird left
Yeah, this
for
was a
me.
weird laugh because it was like, okay, the uncle was trying to get this molestation thing going, and then one thing led to another, and thankfully, Felicia, aka at this point Adam, pulled the plug and got his uncle's balls caught in the drain, which I thought was fantastic. I was like, well, that's yeah. So it kind of showed that these children at this point, and we'll talk about what transpires with not Bernadette,
Mitzi.
Mitzi later on, how these children were able to adapt to the surroundings of of predator, to be able to sort of fight off predators or fight off uncomfortable Christmases or whatever it was. Like, these were fighter children. These were
Yeah.
children who were able to do this. And I, you know, and yes, yeah, that scene definitely does take a hard left. But I don't know, Australians are
Because there was almost a part of me that I was just like, are we including this as like, this is a reason why?
Oh yeah, exactly. Like there was that thought. I was like, oh, don't do that. Don't do the
Yeah.
whole I was molested as a child, so now I'm
Child,
gay
so now,
thing.
yeah, so
No,
now
no,
I'm
no, no,
gay.
no, no, no,
Yeah.
no,
And I
no.
just went, I don't need this.
Right.
This scene of the uncle in the bathtub, like, yes, good for you for pulling the drain and ha 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 chuckles, but
Right.
cut this out.
Yeah.
Cut this, like, and I would, and I just went, I really hope there is not a scene for all of them
Right.
that is, like,
That
and
was
that.
specifically like every single one was exposed to a pedophile at some point in their life. So
Right.
therefore,
Therefore,
yeah, no.
now I'm
No.
gay and I dress in women's clothes. And I just went, please don't do that. I really want to love this movie. And our whole podcast is about positivity. And
Absolutely.
if we do that, I'm going to shit all over this movie. And it's
Absolutely.
a buy me a coffee. And I'm sorry, Robert, but it didn't happen.
But I love the fact that this is I love the fact that you and I are from an evolved generation at this point where we do look at that and go, nah,
Yeah.
no, don't be that guy, right? Like,
Don't be that guy.
don't be that guy.
Don't be the guy with the lampshade on his head at the party. Nobody likes that
Oh,
guy.
Jesus, don't wear the shirt of the band that you're going to see. Okay, so
Yeah.
then the van breaks down in the middle of the outback, and Felicia proceeds to paint over the homophobic graffiti that's on the van with this like beautiful, like lavendery, almost pink
Yeah.
in some strays. And then like Mitzi puts on a gown. I love this. Like that's their comfort. That's their comfort and their safe place is
Yeah.
being in the gowns, right? So Mitzi puts on the gown and then starts voguing like
Yeah.
on top of a mountain essentially,
Yep.
and is able to then come up with a routine to I Will Survive, which I love because the amount of creativity that this took for that person to be able to go, okay, now we're step to the two, and then this is what we're singing, and then this is what we're singing, and we step to the two,
Yep.
and then teaches the other
Yeah, just like what else are we gonna do? I do love that, like there are times where something is happening and it's getting to drag because that's my armor. Like when I am dressed, by societal norms, I feel vulnerable. When I am in my costume, I am a warrior and you cannot hurt me. And that is like being just true to yourself and who you are and navigating a world that tells you that you shouldn't be and shouldn't exist. So let me go get my armor on so I can fight back.
Oh man. Oh God. See? Feelings. Facts.
Thoughts, feelings, and emotions. That's what I bring,
That's
guys.
what we bring. All right. So Bernadette
'Cause
Flack.
when I bring facts of like the Amityville Horror house is torn down, I'm fucking wrong. So I will never bring another fact to this show.
Oh my God.
I will
And
leave the facts to Aaron and only come here for the
yeah.
guffaws
That's
and
right.
my opinions.
Special shout out to Chris Thurman and Vaughn, who sent me messages and kindly let me know that this was a thing. I was very happy. At least people were not shitty about it, you know? That made me very happy because I was
They could be shitty
worried.
to me. That's okay. I'm just like, Hillary's a moron. You know how Hillary shouldn't do facts? This is why. And I go, it's all fair. That's all fair.
So Bernadette then flags down just a shitty couple, that we initially think like, oh, they're a nice couple and they're going to give, you know, her a ride, and they give her a ride. But as soon as they see the other two drag queens, they're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
And they
I'm out.
book it. Yeah, they
Yeah.
book it out. So then we meet a cute Aboriginal man. He's really cute. I
He's
loved him.
adorable.
I really loved him. And then this crew of Aborigines comes over and invites them to come and party with
Yeah.
them and to partake in this ceremony with music and a didgeridoo, and you know, and they are like, okay, so it's time for us to perform. So then they perform "I Will Survive," and then the Aborigines chime in.
Yeah.
God,
Yep.
so cool.
Yeah, no, everybody was just having a good time. Like, they didn't think anything was weird about what was happening. They're like, these are
No.
just people and they're just doing what they want to do. That's great. Come and hang out and party with us. No big deal. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's all just, dress in gowns. This is what you do. Okay, like show me your culture. I'm showing you mine. Let's
So cool.
share. Yeah,
Yeah.
beautiful.
No, what a
Beautiful.
goddamn, such an amazing scene. So the next day they fly a sex doll like a kite.
Yeah, very John Waters-esque to me. Like this whole thing was just like, what could we do with this? Oh yeah, we're
Yeah.
flying it like a kite.
Now,
Perfect.
so important to point out to anybody who's under the age of 40 at this point, back in the day, our sex dolls were not these electronic $20,000, you know, Lars and the Real Girl style sex dolls. They were made of just they were like they were blow we were called them as blow up dolls. That's what they
Yeah,
were.
a pool flotation
Yes,
device
you
with,
literally could put them in the pool and hang on
yes,
to them at the same time.
absolutely.
So this
Pool sex
doll,
probably wouldn't be that terrible at that point if you
at
had a
that
blow-up
point,
doll.
if you had a blow-up doll, pool sex would be good. So, yes, so they fly this, they do. They fly this sex doll like it was a kite, and they end up in this other town where they meet Bob and Cynthia. Cynthia is Bob's Filipina wife, you know, very, as they say in the movie, and please don't, you know, at me, but mail order bride.
She and I mean she's very excited. She is oh, you perform, I perform too. You sing, I sing, you dance, I dance. Like, we are the same. We are the absolute same kind of people. And
Indeed.
I kept waiting for like Bob to be shitty. Like Bob
Oh.
looked like Bob was gonna turn shitty. There were a handful of times where I just went like, Bob is like a good man, and he was lonely and he married this woman. And every so often I would go like, don't do it, Bob. Don't you dare. Don't. Oh yeah, like come out to the bar with, me. I'm leaving my wife at home. She's not allowed to like come to the bar. You guys come to the bar with me. And I went, Bob, if you setting them up.
Oh yeah. Oh right. Because this could have gone, you know, if
Yeah,
these
that's
walls
what I
could
was thinking.
talk real quick, right? Like this
Just
could
like,
have.
come to the bar with me and my buddies, and like they're, gonna get, beat up and jumped, and he's gonna take all their stuff because I see the world very poorly. And that's why the wife couldn't go because it was an all-man club, or then maybe it was a down-low club. Yeah, like,
Wow.
oh yeah, there were
You
so
went,
many.
you did. You went dark.
I went dark, and I just went like. Bob, I'm not going to come out swinging yet, but you're on my radar as somebody that I don't like. But that is not what happens.
No. And so Bob will look familiar to some of our indie fans, if you will, because he is his name, his real name is Bill Hunter. He played in a movie called Muriel's Wedding. He actually
I've
played.
seen that.
Okay, so he's Muriel's dad, the asshole, the one who's running for office that doesn't like his wife because she's embarrassing. Sounds like there's a motif here. But yeah, he
Bill and Bob got a type.
Right. So he plays that he played that character in Muriel's Wedding. But in this movie, he is just delightful. There is a moment where they are all at dinner where he mentions that back in the day in Australia, he went to a show called Les Girls. And then Mitzi points out that Bernadette was one of the stars of Les Girls. Like she was one of the
One of the
originals.
originals.
Yeah. And you can see his eyes light up. Like you can see him. But you can see his eyes light up with a reverence to her as opposed to a fetishism. Like you can see him kind of go, oh, wow, like that's, I respect what you do. Like, how amazing is that? So when he does bring them to perform that night at the bar that Cynthia is barred from, and we'll find out why, he is so excited for this. He is, he's excited for them. He's excited about them. He really, he, it's so lovely to see,
It is. I wasn't there with Bob yet. Now that
Okay.
I look back as seeing the movie, I see what you see now. Initially, there was almost like where he was so giddy about them. I just went, oh, you're setting them up.
So you
You're
thought it was like, I'm really giddy because now I get to deliver these people on a silver platter,
Yeah.
like a neo-Nazi thing. Like, oh
Yeah.
no, please come t join us, young black man.
Yes. Yeah. All like a get out kind of.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going with that. But yes, absolutely.
I like where he was almost like salivating kind of thing of, like the wolf, and riding a dick, whatever.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Little Red riding a dick. Yeah,
Yeah, Little Red
that's the
riding a
tagline
dick.
for this episode. Yeah.
Yeah,
Right there.
perfect. But yet, now that I have seen the movie all the way through, how you see it is much more what is happening. I see people as, and we've had so many like small town bad people
Oh
that
yeah.
I could not, we're not differentiating, and I'm on edge because these are my people now. I'm there to protect Mitzi and Bernadette and Felicia. And like Cynthia's harmless. I get that. She's, just all over the place. I don't know about you yet, Bob. Look, eyes on you, weirdo white man.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know.
so they do perform for the town, and the town is not angry, not booing, but
No.
definitely not into it.
No, yeah, it's not their jam. They were just like,
It's not their
okay.
jam, but apparently a woman shooting ping pong balls out of her vagina is well within their comfort zone, because then Cynthia shows up in mail order lingerie, which I actually gotta say, I really love the zebra print.
I did too. I thought it was sexy.
Yeah, I was into it. I was like, well, she's got a nice little body on her, like she comes in and she indeed does shoot ping pong balls right out of her vajayjay, and they are eating it up.
Oh yeah. That is what the town is that when Bob is in the bar, that's what we're hoping. When you say you got a show coming for us, we are not thinking a drag show. We want your wife and her pussy and the balls coming out and spraying people in the audience. And like Mitzi catching one of them in the air was just like chef's kiss.
And what's funny about this also is that the drag queen's response to this is just utter like disbelief and somewhat disgust of like, oh sweet Lord, like what have we gotten ourselves into at this point, right? And Bob has that look of like, oh, it's just another Wednesday, like he
This is my
clearly
life.
deals with this a lot. And To the point that the next day, said mail order bride decides to just pack up the car. And I mean, it looks like they've got furniture on there. She is done. She is heading west and she is done.
You don't let me be myself and you've got a small dick. And I was like, damn, Cynthia, I'm made for better.
Yeah, she went hard. So she leaves, and then Bob basically accompanies them and tells them, like, okay, well, we can get a gas tank, because one of the things that Bob is a mechanic, and Bob has looked at the bus and basically told them, like, here's the deal. I can get you guys to the point that you are able to get to a certain point, but I cannot guarantee that you will get there safely. So I do know that outside of town, there is this gas tank. We can go get it, or we can at least, finagle something so that it gets done. So he jumps on the bus with our crew, and we learn another thing we learn is that Bob has taken a liking to Bernadette. Not just because of the fact that he probably saw her in Les Girls, but also just because they are, they're connected in that way of age.
Yeah, old and lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old and
And
lonely. Yeah.
old and lonely and just wanting somebody to just spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
You know,
Well,
like I we've met.
companionship.
I want like a friend that I can just be naked with, and I'm not talking about just like in a sexual manner, just
Right.
like that vulnerability and intimacy that only comes from like sharing all the different parts of you. And you know, Bernadette has mentioned time and time again that you know she's wanted that, she's longed for that, she's been looking for that and can't seem to find it anywhere. And you know, you can clearly see that you know Bob's picker is a little wonky, but
Wonky, yeah, but also you can kind of tell that he values people on the inside.
yep.
He's very much about the good humans, right? He just wants.
Yes, because if I married a woman and she came over and we went to a bar one night, I'm not drinking, so I'm not Shirley, but we're just like there seeing a band or whatever, and she got drunk and started shooting ping pong balls out of her pussy, we would not be together tomorrow.
I don't know at what point during this marriage that, because we learn that Bob married her in a drunken stupor.
Yes.
Essentially, he woke up the next morning and she was like, I'm your wife. You have to take me home. I am your wife now, right? And so, and he is, of
So I'm
course,
thinking that Bob was into the ping pong pussy trick, and
maybe.
that's how she landed him.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
maybe he was just like, all right, now you only do that for me. And she was just like, I do that for everybody.
That's right. That's right. Who's the highest bidder?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they pull into a new town, and Bob says, I'm gonna go see some friends over at the drive-in. We're gonna get some drinks, We're gonna be over there. You guys go do whatever you wanna do, you all. And Bernadette goes out to dinner with Mitzi,
Mitzi.
and they have a conversation about their backgrounds as well. And Mitzi reveals that not only is Mitzi still married, but also Mitzi has a son. And they talk about that prospect of fatherhood and what that is going to look like. And then they also talk about the Christmas, the Chris being a kid at Christmas and changing all the tags around so that he got female centric presents like baby
Yep.
dolls and
And dress up clothes
dress
and the
up clothes.
shoes and, you know, princess stuff and, you know, his little sister opening like an army truck and a G.I. Joe.
It's a cement mixer.
Yeah, oh, it's a cement mixer. Thanks, Mom.
Like, oh my God. I was like,
Yeah.
did you change the well, because she says, did you change the tags again? Which
Again.
implies that this happens quite frequently.
Yeah,
Do you
this
get a
is.
clue?
Yeah. And that's when I go, like, you didn't think to like, because I mean, what I do is every kid gets a wrapping paper. So there are no tags. And I'm the only one who knows. So my kids don't open the gifts because you don't know what it's going to be. So every kid has their own wrapping paper, and only I know. It's a hidden game that we all play. Yeah. Because otherwise the kids will just start opening stuff and go, I don't want this. And I go, it wasn't for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yep.
that's interesting. Parenting 101 with Hill. Oh my
Yes.
God. So when they arrive at this new place, Felicia decides that not only is she going to do some drugs,
Did you ever think that these were suicide drugs, or am I seriously fucked up?
No. Oh no, I totally thought like Slink, obviously being the degenerate drug addict that he is too. He goes, I think that's X. And I was like, well, it is 94. So I'm thinking ecstasy, or maybe I'm like, it's not an opiate. It's probably some kind of, X speed type situation. And so when Felicia finds this and then puts on this fabulous red wig,
Yes.
oh my God, she's so beautiful with this outfit, and decides she's gonna. I love that they go into a video store. Like,
Yes.
I love that. I love that so much. And she's like, we're gonna nice girl like me find some time,
Yeah.
find a good
I'm looking
time.
for Texas Chainsaw Mascara.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I was just like, if that is not the name of a movie, it fucking should be.
Needs to be.
Yeah, it needs to be. Somebody needs to make that immediately.
And then Felicia then courts danger with the local Yahoos. There's no other way to put it, but first of all, these guys are all about it at first. They are like all about it. But as soon as they see that Felicia did not get a close shave on her arms, guess what? Then it's like, oh my God, that's a guy. And then all hell breaks loose. And they basically, hold him down and to try to reveal that he is anatomically a male. And Bob gets in there and he's, doing his thing. But the real winner of this scene is Bernadette.
Yeah,
Like
they see
Bernadette.
Felicia run by at dinner and they're like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Felicia's at it again.
Right.
And, there's Bob is absolutely trying to break it up, like just like go, leave her alone, leave her alone. And
Right.
this was my I fell in love with Bob
Oh, okay.
moment, where I just went, oh, okay, you are not here to hurt. You are here to be a friend. Got it. You are not a fetishist. These are just people to you. Good. Good on you, Bob. All right, Team Bob, we'll put you in the bus with us, because I'm there too. So, all right, Bob, you're fine. And the moment where like Felicia is crying and Bernadette comes up and is, consoling her and just says, I learned how to fight because I had to. Oh, and then it's just like, and now, we dry our tears and we get up and we keep it moving.
Absolutely. And I love it's the scene next to that is the scene where, Felicia's just crying because Felicia's like it that look of like, oh man, I could have been killed or I could have been beaten to death, whatever it was. And Bernadette in a moment that's basically uncharacteristic of these two characters' dynamics, puts her arm around Felicia and comforts them at this time. And it's a really good heartfelt moment between the two of them because they've been adversarial up to this point. It's
Yeah,
very much
they're catty bitches fighting.
right. Bernadette is essentially the elder stateswoman of this whole crew, right? And whereas, and Felicia is young buck, right? So yeah, there's this generational, all of the things, right? So to have that moment was just really beautiful. So then they get back on the bus and Bob and Bernadette get even closer. And the next morning they find Bob and Bernadette kind of sleeping next to each other, and Bernadette has fallen asleep on the cake, which is a fabulous moment. They finally end up showing up at this hotel and we meet oh God, the names, it's so hard.
Marion?
Tick, yes, Tick slash Mitzi slash Hugo Weaving's wife. Yes, we meet Marion, and I fell in love with Marion. I had a crush on Marion. I was like, wow, she is sexy. Like, I get it, right? And she is, you know, hey, she knows she married somebody who was queer, right? Or is queer. She's like, oh, hey, come on, you know, hug it out. Like, you know, she's there. And very welcoming and very much like, let's get you guys dressed up. Let's get this all taken care of, you know. And tells you know, tells Tick like, oh no, I put the kid to bed. Like, you're not gonna, you know, the because Mitzi's main fear is that the child, Benji, will not accept them. You know, is that, oh, well, I don't want him to know that his father does drag shows. Like, I don't want that, right, for him. And then at the show, you know, which, by the way, was set to CC Peniston's Finally, great song. Oh my gosh. You know, they perform and he looks out in the audience and Benji is there hooting and hollering with every, so like the three people who are yelling the loudest are 8-ish-year-old Benji, 10 maybe,
Yeah, 8 to 10.
8 to 10-year-old Benji, Marion, and Bob. You know, they're because the rest of the audience is mildly amused.
Yeah, I got so this was my experience with
Oh,
watching this scene.
okay.
I thought it was mediocre.
Oh, the dancing?
The dancing, that like song is great, costumes are great. They seemed not enthralled with their performance.
That's
Whereas,
interesting. No.
like, yeah, all of their other performances were fantastic. And this seemed very mediocre, very like, we're here, we're doing it. Okay. Even Felicia, not just like Bernadette, who's like so burnt out on this, but all of them. And I like, for me, I was like, they didn't seem in step. And like, they had always been so perfect.
That's interesting that you noticed that. Like, I
Yeah.
didn't, I guess I was caught, I was probably caught up in the song, you know,
Yeah.
because a lot of times
And the costumes were
the
great.
costumes,
But it did not seem like they wanted to be there. So the audience reaction was just like, okay, like, sure. And it would have been my reaction. Like, because it, okay, your costumes are great, great song choice, but do you want to be here? Do you want to do,
Like,
is somebody putting a gun on you? Like,
nobody wants the drag queen phoning it in.
no, I'm here for the over the top and like, you know, do, so I, and yeah, seeing, so Marion also, I just kind of went like, are you a real wife? Because if I married a man that turned out to be gay and now we had a kid together, and you've now just left me to go like live your true life, but I'm stuck here raising a child by myself. Like, regardless of like your truth, we have a child. Are you sending me money to take care of this kid? Like, who's
Interesting.
helping? I'm working in a casino. My hours are crazy. Who's taking care of this child? Like, I just had a different reaction here as now that I have kids.
See, that's the thing is you're a mom now. So,
Yeah.
dude, that's like a totally different. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Different reaction entirely. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. And I just went like, I don't believe Marion. I don't get a sense of like sincerity from her, which like bums me out. Their performance seemed like phoned in, that you didn't want to be there, you know. And obviously Marion and Bob are always going to be like, you know, shouting the loudest, you know, because the cheerleaders of our lives are always going to cheer the loudest for us, so like, good on that. And then also Benji being the most well-adapted kid ever in cinema history, I just went, come on.
Wondering if perhaps. So now that you mentioned the whole phoning it in thing, I absolutely see it. I absolutely see it. They seemed tired.
Very tired.
Tired, you
And I,
know?
again, you did. You've been in a bus for however long many hours. You've had, you know, pussy ping pongs at your face. You know, you've picked up Bob. You've almost had this like murderous encounter with local yahoos. You know, you've danced the night away with an Aboriginal tribe. Like, so you guys have done a whole lot. And like, I get why you might be tired. And I do understand then of just like, the need to then like go back home. My only issue then again was you walked out on your kid to go be yourself. And while everybody has a right to be themselves, the child doesn't have to pay for those decisions and he is too young. So that makes me unhappy with you, Mitzi. And just because you are a queer drag performer doesn't also leave you unable to be criticized. That was a dick move. That's shitty. And but then when we meet Benji, and he is the most well-adjusted child in the history of all children ever in any movie, I just went like, I know we need to put like a happy spin on this of just like, it's okay that I abandoned my child to go live my truth, 'cause look at how great this kid is. And then I just go, yeah, well, you had nothing to do with it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, that there's Hillary's hot take on that.
But okay.
Yeah,
So
no, come at me, bro.
oh no. Have I ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could.
But to that point, I believe when Mitzi arrives and sees everything going on, I believe Mitzi knows that they fucked up. In a lot of ways,
Yes.
like I feel like there's a certain amount of accountability when they arrive, and we also don't know the background. We don't know that Mitzi is Mitzi sending money home. We don't know any of
Yeah,
that,
we don't know.
right? We don't know. So, but yeah, I mean, if you're working casino hours, you're working kind of crazy. So I'm trying to figure out, is the kid raising itself? And
Right.
maybe that is why the kid does know so much, because the kid is forced to be a latchkey kid, i.e. forced to learn these things about their father. But I felt like, see, I can't say too much. We're gonna have to cut this out, but I will tell you this between us. I think I have a different view of certain things. I feel like Marion, based upon the fact that they've been married as long as they have, and based upon the fact that when Marion got married, she got married to him in drag, I believe that her level of acceptance is probably a little different
Yeah, that could be.
than
All
say
right, I
most
could give you
people.
that.
So I figure she's a little bit more like, eh, I knew what I married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. So I can see that, and yes, I can see why the fact that that is the most well-adjusted 10-year-old we've ever seen in cinema,
Ever.
would be kind of disconcerting in a lot of ways, just because. But I also feel maybe it's based on the time period, but I also feel like because it's 1994, they probably figured, all right, we've had a near gay bashing, we've had homophobic graffiti, scrawled all over the bus. Like,
Right.
let's give them
Yeah,
let's let's
give them something. It is
let's
film.
Let's
Yeah.
lob this softball, if you will,
Right.
so that the audience doesn't feel like, whoa, that was dark, right?
Yeah.
Because it's 94. And I feel like if we watched this movie, if this movie was made today, there would be, the kid would hate their father, probably we would probably be dealing with Felicia's death, right? Like, Felicia would have been like, I'm taking these cyanide pills. Goodbye, right?
My brain kept making it so dark, I guess, because I'm like in the era now where everything is so dark. So
Exactly.
yeah, I thought she found like Bernadette's solution to go be with Trumpet, and she was just taking them, and then they were gonna come home and like find Felicia dead in the hotel. Like, my brain kept making it so dark because I'm fucked up. And it's a very light, fun, enjoyable film with moments of like darkness and realty and like sadness and loneliness. But overall, it is meant to be upbeat and enjoyable. And my brain just was not having it. My brain was fighting the singing. You ain't gonna get me singing and dancing, and we're moving along just, to have Felicia kill herself or be murdered by, douchebags. And, the d kid shows up with an Uzi. Like, I kept going, like, oh, Hillary's brain is just so dark, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if this was a Sons of Anarchy episode, we know exactly how this would have ended, right?
R
But
right.
But this was 94,
This was 94.
and yeah, I feel like 94 had a tendency to have to spoon feed certain things to certain people to, make basically be like, oh no,
To
but
get
it's
it produced,
okay,
yeah, and put out, yeah.
right. So, the movie culminates with her saying, "Hey, I've raised the kid. It's your turn, ho.
It's your
Like,
turn.
you're gonna take Benji for 2 to 6 months, and I'm going on vacation. So you go and do." And he doesn't hesitate with it. He's just
Yeah,
like,
no.
"Ah," and then he's like, "Ah, well, you're right,
Fair.
And the and then. The drag queens adopt Benji like Moby the Jungle Child. They just
Yep.
throw him on the back
Yep.
and let's and they go they end up at this before this happens, they're going to be leaving, right? They're going to
Yeah.
be boarding the bus and stuff. And Bernadette is staying. And they're like, "What's going on?" And Bob kind of disappears behind her, which I kind of thought I was like, just stand next to her, put his arm around her, or be like, "This is happening." But all right,
He
I
knows that Bernadette is the star.
right. So he
So
kind of,
just being in her presence is enough for him.
so he disappears behind her, and
Yep.
meanwhile she's like, "I'm staying." She goes, "I will." She's like, and I love the fact that, I love the fact that Mitzi says, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "No,
Yeah.
like I'm not sure, but I will never know until I try."
I love that. Like, it's still giving me goosebumps right now. Like, are you sure about this? And the answer of no, I'm not, but I'm doing it. Oh, goosebumps.
Such an amazing movie. So, and then they when they get up on top of the whatever that is, the canyon, mountain,
Yeah.
whatever. It's
Sure.
Australia. Yeah. Big tall point. And they're, dressed up in drag and they're up there just, letting their freak flag fly, man. They're just it's so beautiful and amazing, and it's a this movie is uplifting. It's empowering. It's fun. It's candy coated. It's just very. And then it ends with Mamma Mia.
Yeah, they're doing ABBA in their
Yeah.
bar where the audience loves them
Where
and
the
they are
audience
back in
loves
their
them.
element,
Yep.
and this performance knocks it out of the park again.
Absolutely. So that's interesting that you mentioned this, because there's a difference between, "Oh my God, I'm so comfortable here. This is my
Yeah.
home. I
Yep.
command this
Yes.
attention," as
Yes.
opposed to, "I'm seriously phoning this in because my wife told me to."
Yeah, my wife is here. I don't know where I am. My kid is here, but he's sleeping. There's emotional turmoil. I almost got murdered yesterday. I'm over this altogether, and just it they're not there. And then to see the ABBA Mamma Mia, and they are so happy and free and who they are, and the audience loves them, and this is their home. Knocked it at once. I made it all the way through, and I could stop being ready to fight any white dude in the movie. I am who I am.
Any movie, by the way.
Any
Any
movie.
movie, Hillary will fight a white dude. I'm just
A white man comes on screen, and I'm just like, what
fuck that
up?
guy.
Yeah, swing ho. It's just like, no, he's actually like really good and kind and helpful. And I go, make it to the credits, see where we're at. And then I go, oh, okay, yeah, now I gotta watch it again because I like them.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. This was a Buy Me a Coffee. Hillary, tell them what Buy Me a Coffee is.
Buy Me a Coffee is a website you can go to, buymeacoffee.com, and search Manic Movie Monday, of which you can buy 5 coffees and we will do a movie of your choice in manic style, which means Aaron will bring the facts. I will not. I will bring the Hillary hot takes of this is how I see things and I'm full of thoughts and feelings and opinions. And maybe Aaron is going to ask me if I recognize somebody. I will never. And we will have a lot of fun. So if there's a movie where you go, this would be such a good Manic Movie Monday episode, you can go to buymeacoffee.com, search Manic Movie Monday, buy five coffees, and that helps to keep Zoom going as Aaron is in Florida, I am in South Carolina, and helps us with streaming services because for whatever reason, not everything is on Tubi, which is bullshit,
Yeah,
but it is
total
true.
bullshit. Oh my God. That's the worst. So yes, buymeacoffee.com. Absolutely. So huge shout outs to Screen Divers Podcast, who was first of all, I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do this
Crazy.
episode to do this podcast. All right. But they were so welcoming and they said such wonderful things about both myself and Hillary. And yes, they will absolutely be invited onto our podcast. I had an absolute blast. Another podcast though, the VHS Abyss, they have taken one of our promos and are going to air it during their show. So they also
Ooh.
like our show.
What's up, VHS Abyss?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, how
So
you doing?
we have our fans and our people, and
Which still blows my mind.
we're very grateful. Having done this for 3 years, we remain grateful and excited when
And
anybody
blown
gets
away.
blown away
Yeah.
when anybody gets in touch with us. Like, thank you, that's so sweet. Really, really appreciate it. I do not know what the next episode is at all. I have not looked at that spreadsheet in a while. So, we're still in Never Seen It November.
Have you ever seen Let's Scare Jessica to Death from the
No,
70s?
it has been on my list. Let's
Mine
do
too.
it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Yes.
Because I know
Oh.
I'll never watch it otherwise. It'll just
Oh
sit
no,
there. Yeah.
100%. So yes, the next episode is Let's Scare Jessica to Death, which is on Tubi. Is it on Tubi? Oh, fuck me.
My.
It on Pluto?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Is it on Clomper?
Yeah, on Canopy.
We're just making. I know, right? They're like, Canopy's free if you have a library card. I'm like, people have library cards? Like,
Talon actually just got one, so we'll,
wow.
yeah.
Amazing. Let's scare Jessica to death. Okay. It is available on.
Okay, perfect. Because my TV is just taking forever with
Okay,
everything.
so it looks like we are going to have to rent this from Amazon Prime, which is fine. I am fine with that. We also
Okay.
can rent it from Apple TV and Fandango. Nobody uses that. But anyway, if you would like to watch The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, please do so on Tubi.
Shout out Tubi.
Shout out to Tubi. All right, so keep it here till next week, my little maniacs. And as always, stay
Stay manic.
manic. Yeah. Oh, shit, that's